Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, Shows and Tours, Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and Because We Love You down the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Giaca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2268. A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey. What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Happy Monday, March 13th. Welcome to the Joey English Show. Welcome to early morning drive time, 1340 a.m. and 92.3 FM. Welcome to early afternoon drive time, 9:20 a.m. where I started 28 years ago, or 99.1 FM. We like telling you we don't care where you listen, just so you do. It's mandatory. I want this to be the best hour of your day, even on a Monday. Then you'll be the smartest person in the room because listen to what we're going to share with you. The Joey English Daily Datebook, lots of community events, mystery songs, great interviews, great giveaways, great music, mine, if there's time at the end of the hour. I try to make sure there's time at the end of the hour. After we're finished, we post everything to our website, and my Facebook page. So sit back, relax, eat chocolate, wear red. I'll drive, maybe. It's Monday. Do you know the routine? Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Monday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. I love these. Monday, March 13th is National Open Your Umbrella Day. Now, we remind you that should be outside. The Palm Desert Area Chamber of Commerce presents a March Business Breakfast, 7 a.m. tomorrow at the Residence Inn on Cook Street. That's the Palm Desert Area Chamber of Commerce. At the Residence Inn on Cook Street, you can check it all out at business.pdacc.org. Heather James, Fine Art, will teach you how to sell your art on consignment with them. Now at 45188 Portola Avenue, Palm Desert, heatherjamesgallery.com. Why did I do that, .com? Melissa, it's Monday. Melissa Morgan Fine Art has a current exhibition called The Modernists at 73660 El Paseo, Palm Desert. Website, melissamorganfineart.com. I did it again. Thus endeth a so-so reading of the Joey English Daily Datebook. Okay, we start off as we always do, because if you're hungry...
excuse me? You know, girls, we really got to eat, and you know we should eat right. If life will get you
Are you ready to whet your appetite? Time now for the Joey English Show, Restaurant of the Week.
Okay, Joey pals, let's have some Mexican food and a margarita. So we say hello to Todd Flood from...
Maraca's Restaurant, downtown Palm Springs.
For how long?
A little over 17 years now. It'll be 18 years this December.
You've never slowed down. You stayed alive all the way through COVID. Remember when you were doing those deliveries, those special meals? What was that?
Yeah, that was, now you got me. You got me off guard. It was a program through Riverside County.
That's right.
And it was a great program because people who couldn't get out and get a meal because of, immune compromise, whatever. Yeah, so we delivered meals directly to their houses, and basically three meals a day, make that three times a week.
Bring it back. I could use it now.
Yeah, no, it was a good program, and people really appreciated it. Yeah, it was pretty amazing. When you go to the door with all that food, how appreciative people were.
They didn't have to pay for it, as I recall.
That's correct. Yeah, it was a free program. Yeah, yeah. They just had to sign up. Didn't matter what economic class you were. Just had to have the criteria that you were immune compromised.
It's good to remember that, because that was some of the good stuff that happened during kind of a questionable time.
Exactly. No, it was a great thing. And I just was at an event the other day, and they honored mentioned the nurses and the hospitals and all of that. And, we did a lot of things over at the hospital, so we saw those people day in, day out, and it was really amazing the job that they did.
Well, you've always been one who served the community. Okay, so it's March, April. What is it? It's March. Beware the Ides of March. Downtown is so full. Street fair on Thursday. I was here last Thursday with Fred and Linda. It's so full. How are you doing?
Yeah, it's hard to keep up with. It really is. We are still slightly understaffed. It's hard to find people still. And it's just, there are so many people coming to town. I've never seen anything like it. I mean,
look,
we're breaking records every month. Yeah.
But look at the weather everywhere else. The world's gone crazy weather-wise everywhere else. This is the only place to be.
It is. Well, yes and no. My sister was snowed in for 7 days in that last snowstorm.
Where?
Up in Arrowhead.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I mean Palm Springs.
Yeah, no. Palm Springs has been somewhat sheltered. It's cold, but not bad.
And we all whined when it rained.
Right? Yeah, we're very spoiled. We really are.
Okay, Joey Pals, you know how much we love Maracas. The restaurant's right here in Palm Springs, across from what used to be See's Candy, right next to the Sonny Bono statue. How many days a week?
7 days a week. Open from 11 a.m. to usually 8:30, 9 o'clock on weekdays, and then 10 o'clock on the weekends. So starting Thursday, usually 10 o'clock, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And it's a family restaurant, Joey Pals. The kids are all over. Maybe you can hear them. Let's cover JT's before I go to the food.
JT's. JT's Diner over on Cook Street in Palm Desert. That is my, I would say latest, but it's 7 years old now. And doing really well. Again, super busy. Just breakfast right now. But I am trying to get open for ribs and fried chicken and that kind of thing at night so that I can capitalize on what's going on with the arena and that type of thing. Yeah.
When I do your giveaway for JT's, I always say it's like a trip down Route 66. The old signs, the Burma shave, the old gasoline pumps, all of that stuff. But it's fabulous breakfast, Joey Pals. So you would add lunch and dinner or what?
Yeah, lunch and dinner. We'll probably do dinner following the schedule of the stadium.
You mean Acrisure?
Acrisure, yeah. So that stadium, I noticed right away that the parking lots in all the restaurants along Cook were jam-packed an hour before the concerts or whatever. And I'm like, I've got to get open. Yeah. So,
do you have enough on your plate? No pun intended. There's just Maracas downtown Palm Springs and JT's on Cook. Is there still Slice?
Jack is still part of Slice. No. And so Jack's got the other Maracas, Rancho Mirage. It's doing really well. And we kind of separated the restaurants. So I own 100% of this restaurant. Jack owns 100% of Rancho Mirage. And he owns a piece of the La Quinta Slice. Not
what the La Quinta? La Quinta Slice.
Yeah. So there is a new Slice Pizza. It's down next to the movie theater off of Washington. And it's the old Bucatini. And so Jack and a partner opened that up, and they're making a go of it. So, you know, it'll catch on. It just takes time. Everything takes time.
But you know, Todd, one of the industries besides show business and Broadway that was hit the hardest during COVID was restaurants. So it's just wonderful to see it coming back.
It's coming back with a vengeance. It is so busy. I can't believe how busy it is. Yeah. So it's great. And we appreciate all the support. I don't know where everybody's coming from, but I'm happy as can be. Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, we're social animals, and we want to be out with each other. We want to be at sporting events. We want to be at restaurants. We want to be at concerts. We need to be with each other.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's evident that people have been robbed of that for a little while, and now you see these groups of people coming together, and they're really enjoying themselves. It's kind of a new, it just seems like there's kind of a rebirth of social, of being social again. So it's good. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk a little food.
Food-wise, we're just going at it as we always have been. I am working on new recipes always. And so I've tested a few different things. Like I said, for JT's, I'm currently making ribs and fried chicken and that kind of thing every day.
What kind of fried chicken? Like granny made with the buttermilk?
Exactly. Exactly. And so, yeah, I'm just trying to get an idea of how to work that and how long it's going to take. We want to make something that's going to be quick so that if somebody comes in, they're heading out, they want to grab a box, they can grab a box to go to the concert. Yeah. So that's why fried chicken and ribs and tri-tip sandwiches and that kind of thing. Yeah, where they can just grab it and go.
Now, I have a question, because JT's has been set up for these fabulous breakfasts. Do you have fryers and all the equipment you need?
I do. I actually bought an Autosham to slow roast things. So it's an oven that cooks things at a lower temperature. So I bought that, and I bought a few other things that'll help. But we've always had a fryer, you know, and so.
And you know, both of those items, chicken and ribs, you can eat cold.
Right. Sure. Yeah. No, there's so much potential. It's amazing how much potential there is.
There are no problems, only opportunities. Okay, let's go over Maracas. I know it's maracas-restaurant.com. What's the phone number?
Phone number is 760-322-9654.
I probably could have come up with that one. I know it's JT's DinerPalmDesert.com, but I can't do the phone number.
Phone number there is 674-7600.
And now let's spend the last couple minutes we've got talking about the vegetarian, vegan dishes. I cannot believe I brought a couple people in here the other night, and they loved the, do you say vegetarian, vegan? Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's an option for people who have either decided that they're going to eat vegan or vegetarian. Also for people who have food allergies. So that's kind of how it came about, was my son has food allergies, and so we started kind of mixing it up with things that he ate at home, and discovered that there's a need for it. And so, you know, it's big. I mean, it's about a quarter of my business now is based on vegetarian style meals.
What, now, I know what you have on the menu at Maracas, because my cousin loves the ravioli that's spinach and mushrooms. What do you do that's vegan at JT's Diner for breakfast?
So JT's, more or less, you have, of course, salads and that kind of thing. But, yeah, eggs if somebody's not strict, right? Yeah, but... you know, there are things. We do have the Impossible Burger and that kind of thing. So if somebody wanted to do a Impossible Burger or even eggs with Impossible Burger, which they have, something that, you know, is there and available to them. Also, we do gluten-free pancakes and gluten-free waffles. Yeah, so
maybe I could eat those. Does gluten-free mean no carbohydrates?
No, I don't think that. I don't think that quite equates. But yeah, it'd be nice, right? Yeah, yeah. No, they're usually a corn-based product. So they have an interesting texture and an interesting taste. I kind of like them better. Yeah, it's interesting.
Okay, I'll try them. If I can promise to give them back and have real ones if I don't like them. Joey Pals, we love it when Todd Flood is here. It's Joey English. We gave you all the websites. We gave you the phone numbers. Come eat with Todd. You'll find him at either one of the places. I don't know how he does it. It's Joey English with Todd Flood. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.